are here at NACUSO Network Conference in Orlando, Florida with Joe Breeden. Who are you? Deep Future Analytics. Joe, right. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. How's your coffee? Or is that tea?
It's tea. I don't do coffee. I do tea.
Oh. Yeah. More power to you.
Yeah.
I don't do coffee either. Looks good, though.
Disney World. I mean, they got to make everything good, right?
Exactly. It's the happiest place on earth. So tell me about what's the latest in analytics? Because, I mean, it is, we're just talk to technology people all the time about analytics and how, you know, maybe 5 years ago, it was something the IT department talked about back in the server room. But today, it's in every department in the credit union or any organization for that matter. So what's going on in your neck of the woods? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm fortunate, I think, to have a perspective that over the last 20 years I've been doing analytics for banking.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be that analytics were the biggest organizations. And I had, you know, top 10 banks in the U.S. and top organizations around the world as clients because they had the data.
Mm-hmm.
And analytics starts with data.
Right.
But now it's changing. And actually, one of the key things that we're doing here with credit unions is creating shared data pools.
Mm-hmm.
Pooling the resources, data being an asset,
mm-hmm.
so that you can make shared models and give everybody, you know, every small credit union, analytics comparable to the biggest banks.
Mm-hmm.
So leveling that playing field.
Gotcha, right. Gotcha. And you guys are going to be in the contest tomorrow. Can
That's
you tell
right.
me a little bit about that? You're mentioning CECL and all this
That's
type
right.
of...
So the latest thing in analytics is the change in the accounting rules. Instead of doing your loss reserves looking back to last year,
mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't work so well in the recession, right? Looking back to last year. So people need to look forward. And in fact, we just finished a study using Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac data that looked at all the different ways you can look forward under the new CECL rules.
So predictive analytics? Is that what we're talking
about? Predictive analytics, that's right. For the portfolio all the way down to the individual account.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our study, we looked at the different ways to do it and which are most accurate and which give different answers and all those great things.
Mm-hmm.
And the one we like best, fortunately, performs very well in that study, but it's the one that we've put in our solution. And so tomorrow we're going to say, not only have we implemented CECL, but we're really selling a CECL strategy tool. So once you get the answer, once you get your new loss reserve numbers from CECL, and they're this high for mortgage and they're this low for card and all these different changes,
right.
Now what are you going to do? How are you going to change your portfolio?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to diversify risk, maybe through loan participations? How are you going to take actions on individual accounts by taking this, you know, which are the risky loans, which are the ones that might pay off early?
Mm-hmm.
So CECL is, in a sense, opening a door for the credit union world because many credit unions have said, I don't have time or I don't have money or I don't have data. Now it's an opportunity for them to have a reason to solve those problems. And once you've solved those problems,
mm-hmm.
well, then keep going.
Yeah.
Solve the next problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we want to do.
Right on. So what are the benefits here to a credit union looking for this stuff? Because there's a lot of credit unions out there that are overwhelmed with data. The analyzing it is just, you know, I don't want to say it's something foreign to them, but it's new. Let's put it that way. So what do you guys do to help out, or how can a credit union be helped out in this situation?
You know, I like to look at it as... How many credit unions are there? 6,000?
6,000, getting closer to 5,000.
If every credit union said, gee, I need an analyst to help make models, 6,000 analysts?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you right now, we don't have that many in the U.S., and most of them are working at the big banks. So credit unions need to come together
mm-hmm.
to solve these problems
right.
collectively. That's what we want to help them
okay.
do.
Okay.
And to help them, you know, not just solve a problem, but to drive good business decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because we saw through the mortgage crisis, bad models lead to bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to give them good models so they can make good decisions.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Or if you're a sophomore in college right now looking to change your major.
Data sciences.
It's written on the wall right there.
You know, people ask me what I do and I say I'm a data scientist. I got my degree in physics over 20 years ago. There was no term data scientist.
Right.
This is a new thing.
Right.
But, you know, I've been doing this for 20 some years and it's like, yeah, I guess that's what I am. Okay,
yeah.
I'll put that down. So it's good stuff.
It's amazing how things are evolving and changing at such a rapid rate right now. But it's folks like you that are helping us kind of stay on some sort of path that's navigable and hopefully we can get there.
It's exciting. And really, I love what I do because of what you learn from the data. I'll give you an example that Deep Future Analytics is a partnership with Denali Federal Credit Union.
Oh, yeah. I know Denali. Yeah.
Right? And so one of their executives said, well, let's test some insurance data. Those who buy loan insurance, you know, and if I lose my job, the loan gets paid.
Payments are covered. Yeah.
So we brought that in, and his theory was these are conscientious consumers who want to manage their risk, so they're thinking ahead.
Yeah.
We put it in the data in there and tested the models and said, you know what, these are actually people who know they have risk. And if you buy that, it's equivalent to being 1 month delinquent all the time. So it's exactly the opposite of the intuition. The intuition made sense,
yeah,
but the reality just happened to be different. So that's what we can discover from the data.
Mm-hmm.
Those are exciting when you learn those things.
No doubt. And then you can make smarter decisions from there.
And you know, it doesn't have to be negative to that person, because even though they knew they were higher risk, they actually did do something proactive.
Mm-hmm.
So you can know that and work with them.
Yeah.
So it's a win for everybody to know these things.
I agree. Great message to end on. Thank you very much, Joe, for stopping by with your tea.
Thank you.
Very cool. And good luck tomorrow, all right?
Thanks.